What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Friday edition, here we are. Get ready to ignite your faith and see God move on your behalf today. Thank you for tuning in. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and what a week we've had. Go back, listen to those episodes. My Lord, you're going to need them. We need them. I need them. And today, we're going to talk about one word, baby. Shine. Shine means to give off or reflect light. We love, my wife's a sunset person. I'm a sunrise person. And being on the East Coast, I get the sunrise over the ocean. It's beautiful. And I'm sure, you know, it probably couldn't compare to sunsets over the water, you know, like Hawaii or something. There, Hawaii, I put you in a great light now. We got the spam thing under us. But sometimes we get a hotel room, and my wife will want, she'll ask, my wife will say, hey, can we get our room on the side that the sun sets? Because we like the sun to be as long as it can be in our window. Does that make sense? Because if the sun's setting on the other side of the hotel, then we're dark. We don't like dark. I just don't like anything dark. I like light. I like bright. I like sun. You know, that's why it was hard in Washington a few weeks ago. I mean, it's like the minute the sun peeked out of the clouds, I felt like Jesus was returning, you know? And sometimes we'll get a hotel and they can't get my wife her sunset side, and we get the sunrise side. And when we're in the hotel room, it's always an art of closing the blinds just right so no light peeks in, and we got kids, and my wife's, you would go to bed at night, so I see a little peek here, and I'm like, ugh. So I got to like get up and then try to like block the sunlight and the day, and it's like, and you'll never quite get it. And then if you ever like on vacation or you're somewhere and that sun is bright and it rises in your hotel room, it's like 6 a.m. and you feel like the sun head is sitting outside of your window. And the rays are coming in through like every crack in the window. And the sun gets through. Shine. When there's darkness, light will find a way through. Shine. And the shade of life is overcome when you can shine. What does it mean to shine? It's reflecting light. Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. And here we go. Among whom you shine as lights in this world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. So the Bible says that we have got to separate ourselves from this twisted generation full of blemishes and shine like the light in this world, holding fast to the word of life, so then in the day of Christ, I know that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. In the Gospel of John, Jesus was, they called him the true light, which gives light to everybody. Throughout the New Testament, the followers of Jesus were called to be lights in darkness. So what does it mean to shine? I'm going to give you four things today, four keys that I believe are going to enable you to shine as lights. We're getting practical now. The first key to shine as a light is we have to be counterculture. We have to. We live in such a dark world today that's full of lies and hate and confusion, and God's word tells us to cast off the works of darkness. Romans 13:12. While other people are chasing physical pleasure, selfish gain, you are called to live a different life and put on the Lord Jesus. If you live for kingdom culture, you're not going to worry about the culture of the devil, which is always changing. You know what I mean? Like, I watched a documentary. Well, I didn't watch it. Somebody sent me this dumb YouTube clip the other day where a woman was, she had a problem. She can't stop eating couches. Straight up, dude. She literally was like gnawing on couch cushions and stuffing seats in her mouth. She has an addiction to where she eats. What? I don't know how it starts. It was a real, I'm going to show it to you when we're done. And I don't know how these things hit my head. She was gnawing on like a pillow. And she was like, and she was a little like, she's getting full off it. And she was like, I can't eat food anymore. I just eat couches. And this TV show is like how to help her get all, overcome her couch diet. No, don't cut off the recording. How to overcome her couch diet. Look, I don't care if they start serving couches at Walmart. I don't care if a cushion drive-thru opens up. I'm not eating couch. I'm serious. Look, I'm not. I'm not laughing. Yes, I'm actually fully laughing at her. She's nuts. This is ridiculous. But my point is, at what point do you stand for something? Or as if that's what's popular right now, we're just going to start eating couches. Like, I'm hungry right now and I could just gnaw on that button. You know what I mean? Jeez, couches. I'm like, that's horrible for radio, by the way. I just laughed for a minute. We have got, number one, we have to be the counter of the devil's culture. Number two, we have to be bold. We've got to be willing to say, no, we're not meant to eat couches. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be willing to say, I don't really care. This, just because the truth isn't popular doesn't mean it's any less of a truth. And after the break, we're going to talk about these next two keys on what we're going to do to let our light shine. Don't get up for that final snack. I want you to know, I'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Pastor Jason Gillick here from the River Northwest Church. We want to invite you to join Pastor James and the Engaging Heaven family for two powerful days of ministry with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Make plans now to get your faith ignited and allow the fire of God to transform your life. December 7th and 8th at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut.
We're back. I couldn't believe it. My team didn't believe me. They just saw the video and seeds instead of meats. Look, you may think it's sad, and it is sad. My point is, we cannot be giving in to whatever seems popular of the day. I'm serious, man. There was a day being attracted to someone at the same sex, you would get you killed. And now it's completely acceptable around the world. Both are wrong. Well, I guess in the law it wouldn't have been, but you know what I mean? Both are wrong. And we're talking about shining. And the first thing we got to realize is we have to be willing. The second thing is we better be bold about it. If you're a light, then shine. The next key is, if you're going to shine as a light, you better continually point back to the light source, right? Every room typically has an exit, except this one. Most rooms have an exit. And what an exit does is it points you to a greater reality, which is the exit, the outside. It's usually an escape route. Christians are signs, right? And ultimately, we need to point to the greater reality, which is Jesus, right? Even signs and wonders, they're signs. They should all be pointing you to a greater reality. And the third key of shining is constantly point to the source, right? Paul said, follow me as I'm following Christ. Not taking glory for yourself, constantly realizing that we're pointing to Jesus and we want him to be the one that's glorified. That's how we shine. And the last thing that we have to do, and I think it's so appropriate, this powerful week we've had this week, is we want to eliminate everything that keeps us from shining. And you don't realize that there's a lot of things that hinder our light. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world. We're called to shape it, not conform to it. I'll tell you what, your thoughts, your words, your deeds all matter when it comes to hindering your light. Your entertainment absolutely can hinder your light. Your words can hinder. Can I tell you, I know you don't want to hear it, your social media can hinder you from shining your light. I mean, at least years ago in church, we could gossip about you or like wonder how bad your Christianity was. Now you just tell us online. Like at least there was some area for the enemy to attack. You know what I mean? Well, you know, this one in church, he said this. I saw him look at his kid this way and he grabbed her by the neck. And I wonder what he's doing at home. Now people just go on Facebook. Yeah, I just had a fight with my husband. He threw a chair and hit my kid. It's like, what? You better learn to realize that you're a light and people are going to watch what you post. Whether they interact with your posts or not, they see it, they know you're there, they're watching you. And we better be a light that shines. You know, I've had people in the church before. I mean, we've told our leaders, you're not leaking online. You're not going to do it. We've had people in the church. I knew it wasn't going to work out, man. They just leak on the internet. They put every thought as if nobody's watching on Facebook. And it always gets back to me. Somebody's always going to, it is ridiculous to me. How you treat other people can limit the way your light shines. And, you know, the most important thing we need to realize is that God has called you to be the light of the world. And nothing just happens. Nothing. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter where you are, no matter what's happening on the earth, you are a light and you just need to be. God spoke light be, and there it was. You need to be. You need to be the light that God's called you to be. You need to be, the mighty ones that rise up on the earth with faith and truth and power and love and just declare life and speak it and live it and reflect it. Because if not, then all you're doing is contributing to darkness, living in reaction to it, and not being who God has called you to be. I was walking in the East Village in Manhattan. I think I've told you this before. And as I'm walking, there was a blue sign. And that blue sign said, be yourself and stop trying to convince others. Shine your light and stop trying to convince everybody else that you're a light. Just shine it everywhere you go. Speak life, do life, give, sow. Believe, pray, trust, and when you do those things, then you will automatically shine. When you try so hard to shine, you're not going to be able to. when you just trust God and be a light, you will. And look, this weekend, I want you to engage heaven. I want you to be aware of your surroundings, of what's going on, of every conversation, of every Facebook post. And I want you to be aware that God wants to use you in a powerful way, and he wants you to let your light shine. Father, I pray this weekend for every person watching that their light would shine, that their light would peer through darkness today. God, I pray you would open the eyes of understanding so that we would see you for who you are. We receive your touch. We receive that light. We receive your joy. And we just permeate this dark world. We thank you for an awakening. We thank you for revival. We thank you for renewing in our hearts. That God, I pray that the lights of Christ would rise. Awake you sleeper. That the light of Christ would shine upon you. We thank you for a weekend of open doors, a weekend of divine appointments, and a weekend of light. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you next week. Remember, you are the light of the world. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.